All right, what's up, guys? So I just met my friend Tanner, he's just gonna share. I'm just gonna ask him a few questions. I love talking to people, and I think everybody has something that you can learn from. And so, yeah. So, what do you like to do for fun, man?
Hunting and fishing, and that's just about it. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for?
I grew up on it and all that, so I mean that's all I know. Pretty much I've just grown up and parents showed me what to do, and then you take what they give you and you learn from them. So
nice, man. Why do you like hunting and all that so much?
It's just like closer to nature, you know, and it's a lot more natural. You don't got to deal with all the crap from people and stuff like that. So, you know, you learn a lot more from nature than you do anywhere else. So
that's dope. That's dope, man. What do you think? What drives you to want to keep doing it? Like, I know you said, just you learn from nature and stuff. But what do you think? What else do you think drives you to do it?
You can hold it if you want.
Yeah. I'm just good at it, and you know, once you start doing it, you always keep learning from it. So everything's a different. Every animal's different. You learn everything from them, and then. You know, the more you do. So you learn as you go. It never stops changing. You got to keep learning to the animals, learn how to fish for them, hunt for them. It doesn't matter. Just watching them so you see what they eat, what they do, whatever. So.
Wow, dude. That's interesting, man. I love that. So I'm hearing progress. Like, progress is, like, you like having the progress in your – it's always changing. It's never the same, and it's like you always have to grow and learn and do different things.
Yeah, pretty much. You just keep learning at it and keep going, and you just don't stop, you know. It's just you keep rolling with it. Every animal's different, really. Like, everything you hunt different. Everything acts different, and the more you get good at it, the better you are at it, better at reading animals, better at seeing body language. You just know after a while, and then you just keep growing with it. So.
Nice, man. Nice. How do you read body language? Like, could you give us some practical tips on how to hunt?
I mean, I guess a little bit. You just start learning pretty much on what you do, and you get out there, and like you can watch like on a deer on body language. If he's just feeding, his head is gonna be low. He isn't gonna be paying a lot of attention. He's gonna be feeding through, or he's bedded. You can tell when they're relaxed. When their ears start picking up, you know, start standing up. You see them start licking their nose or whatever. That's when you can tell they got, you know, they know something's up. They've either winded you or they got the sense that you're there, and then you just go from there. And then it's pretty straightforward, because after that, they just run away. So that's all you got.
Interesting, man. Huh. So do you read, can you read people the same way or a similar way, or does that translate
at all?
Somewhat, you know, just a little bit. I mean, you know, you can just tell them, like, people are upset or whatever, but, you know, you can kind of read when somebody's kind of like a sketchy character or whatever, and you can tell, you know, whether to just keep on going or not, so.
How can you tell if they're a sketchy character? I'm just curious. How do you do that?
Like, so say somebody comes up, you know, and they're not real, like, straightforward with what they're wanting, or, you know, they keep beating around the bush and keep trying to, like, you know, just, like, they're giving you weird signs. Like, they're sitting there, you know, they got a lot of weird hand movements or something. Like, you can just tell when somebody's up to no good, pretty much. They just kind of... They give you a weird, like, feeling, because you could, like, same with animals, you know. Like, if a coyote's coming after you, he's trying to hunt you, same kind of deal. They got a lot of certain ways, like, they keep trying to get you to where you, like, turn your back on them or whatever, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they're trying to rob you, you can tell the same thing, so.
Interesting, man. Dude, that's some valuable piece of advice, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem, man.
So, have you, do you have, like, a lot of siblings or no?
Nah, I got one sister. That's all I got, so. And then I got some step family, but, you know, that's about it, so.
Gotcha. Nice. So what do you think happens after you die? Like, do you have any thoughts on that, man?
Yeah, I'm a Christian, so, you know, I go to church, and I, you know, I learn a lot from there, and, you know, I believe everybody to each of their own, but, you know, that's my belief right there, so.
So you believe, what do you believe exactly, like, how do you believe a person gets into heaven?
Oh, you know, you just gotta, you know, have faith in your heart. God's real, and, you know, believe in him, follow him, and that's what you gotta do pretty much, you know. Try to stay away from sinning, and you'll be all right.
Nice, man. Nice. Huh. Dude, I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, man, no problem. Good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, know? You, Tanner.
Yep, nice to meet you, too. You have a good one.
Thank you, too, bro. Appreciate it, Tanner.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Thank you so much.